This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. Fans of horror movies know that unnerving feeling as you silently watch the opening scenes of a new spine-tingling thriller. A lone car cutting its way through a foggy gray mist down a winding road. What will happen? What will jump out into its path? Then the scene becomes a bit unsettling as you recognize it's not some far-off road, but one you travel in your very own town. Filmmaker Spencer Lee is bringing that eerie fascination to Northeast Louisiana with the upcoming filming of his new movie, Blood Curse. Lee is quite familiar with the setting. He grew up in West Monroe. A writing enthusiast since childhood, he penned many short stories, drawing on his interest in sci-fi and fantasy flicks. While attending ULM, Lee wrote his first screenwriting project. A London-based company bought the script, but technical issues prevented it from going into production. They requested another screenplay. Lee said he would oblige. After several weeks, he had the title Blood Curse and the idea of a plot centering around vampires. But what of the storyline and the setting? He knew he wanted to film in locations around his hometown. When Leighton Castle crossed his mind, he picked up a phone and called a friend.
I said, you know, I'm looking for places around Monroe to film. I've got a title for a script, but I'm not really sure what I want to write about yet. Can I come photograph the castle, just kind of take pictures around the castle? And then as I was there looking at everything, the whole story just all came to me. It was like an epiphany, I guess, from no idea to everything in one photo session at the castle.
Lee envisioned the story of a mother who was seeking to start anew after a tragic, troubling incident involving her son. Questions and rumors are raised about the death of the young boy's playmate and the possibility of his involvement. Her concern leads her to move from a small town, only to find the place they will call home has a dark past. Lee allows the tale to unfold in locations to be filmed in North Louisiana.
The story actually starts off in what I call Port City, Louisiana, which in my mind is Shreveport. And I also called Monroe Fort Monroe, so that's kind of the changes I made. And I did those changes because I wanted it to be a little surreal.
That surreal feeling was sparked by a trailer preview screening recently held at the Monroe West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Katie Burke always knew there was something different about her son, Jax.
Lee and others involved with Blood Curse gathered resumes for casting, production, and other aspects involved with the movie. Filming in Monroe is expected to begin in October this year. George Noh, the film's producer, says he's encouraged by the interest of the local workforce and hopes other talent that may have moved from the area to pursue opportunities would consider being a part of this project.
There's a real local talent pool out there, some of which are still around and some which we just need to attract back.
What has brought filmmakers to Louisiana are incentives and tax breaks the state has offered up in attracting the industry. Lee says he hopes by making Blood Curse here, it will help establish filming success in Monroe the way it has benefited cities like Shreveport and New Orleans.
I want to put the nail in the ground, so to speak, because I want to bring the film industry here. The only way to do that is by making small films like this and building a film crew. And, you know, what's the old saying? If you build it, they'll come. So that's kind of what we're going for here.
With the opportunity to watch or be cast in a movie made in the area, many will likely be drawn to see what Blood Curse has in store. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.